You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
England's Paralions are heading to Turkey this week to take on opposition from around the globe at the IBSA Partially Sighted Futsal World Championship. Joining me now is head coach Duncan Gilchrist. Duncan, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
And we're speaking just ahead of the team's departure to the tournament. How are you feeling, Duncan?
Yeah, I'm really confident. We've done really well in the four preparation camps that we've had with me coming in as interim head coach, obviously supported by Ryan Walsh, who's the assistant and was the assistant prior. So, great to have a number of players back from injury who weren't available for us last year. I think the squad's in a really good place at the moment, confidence-wise, and a real sense of togetherness.
And you're relatively new to the post, Duncan, as you mentioned. What sort of challenge has it been to take over and lead the squad heading out to the World Championship?
I think for myself, whilst new to the role, I was the goalkeeping coach for the squad anyway. So just really being that steady set of hands, no pun intended with being a goalkeeping coach there, but yeah, just to keep them kind of together really, and yeah, steady the ship more than anything. With change, inevitably there comes a lot of fear, and new people coming in around the group this close to a tournament was probably the fear factor that a lot of the players had. So myself stepping up, steadying the ship somewhat, and just giving a real sense of confidence to the players, and just going back to probably some ways of playing that we played previously under other managers, but still keeping a sense of some of the new stuff that was given to the players as well in terms of technical and tactical approaches. So yeah, it hasn't been too hard for me. Like I say, I've been on the squad since 2023. So yeah, just a case of just being me really and steadying the ship.
Well, new to the post, but certainly not new to para football. You've been part of the England setup for many years, Duncan, and with a long spell at Championship side Stoke City as well. How does that work in professional football influence your approach to futsal and the Paralions?
Yeah, I think obviously spending a long time at Stoke City, both in the girls' academy and the boys' academy, give me a real insight into kind of that multidisciplinary approach that's needed for a successful team. So, yeah, not just being jack of all trades, master none, really relying on kind of your assistants, the goalkeeping coaches, your medical team, analysis team, just to bring a real sense of professionalism to the squad that we're working with. And like I say, you've been around a lot of the squads, been blessed to have been around a number of tournaments. I think the other day I was looking at around about 31 games of tournament games I've been involved with in various forms. So yeah, again, real good grounding, if you like, working the professional game to transfer the skills that I've got across. And I think, certainly within the para game, that being really approachable is a real key, and getting the players to have trust in you as well, I think it's a real key aspect.
England came second in the 2023 tournament, losing a nail-biting final to Ukraine. Many of those players still in the side 2 years on. How do you think that experience might influence the upcoming games?
Yeah, I think, as you say, a lot of the players are there. We are missing a couple due to commitments, which would have added, real depth to us. But the core of that group's there. And I think, a real sense of kind of wanting to write those last couple of seconds off and, go again. I think we are close to them. They're obviously current world champions, runners-up in the Euros last year. I think we are close to them. And I think it's really good that we get a chance to have the first game against them as well when we're fresh. They're traditionally slow starters. So hopefully, go into that with no fear. I think that's a big thing that we've said to the players. We don't need to fear them. We took them to 2 seconds from kind of a penalty shootout in the World Championships in Birmingham 2 years ago. So actually, use that as a fuel to really go and toe-to-toe with them again, I think.
If someone's listening and interested in getting started in futsal and maybe even making it to the World Championship one day, where's a good place to start?
Yeah, reaching out through our talent programme. So we host a number of England Talent Days throughout the year in some of our talent hubs. There's 17 talent hubs across the country. The information is on the para website, on the FA's main website. So Liam Drake oversees England Talent Days and Talent Hubs. So reaching out to him, registering through some QR codes that They are available, or like say through the links, they're all on the website. And then yeah, just getting directed to the right place. So what we do have then is a regional emerging talent program. So those players who are really talented, you know, then get onto the first depth of the talent pathway after being in an England talent day. And then yeah, from that point on, it's the National Emerging Talent Program, then development squads, then hopefully senior squads. Futsal itself is kind of still quite a niche area within the country, so finding out where your local clubs are is really key. And certainly what we're finding now with the younger players that are coming into the squad, they are accessing mainstream futsal as well as being involved in the para programs and the para formats as well, which is really developing them as players.
And for fans back home, what's the best way to follow along with the tournament?
Yeah, so all the games will be streamed via the IBSA channel on YouTube. So that once they are live on the day, they will be up there. So click on join in. There is that 3 hour time difference. So I think the first game against Ukraine is 12 p.m. Turkish time, so that'll be 9 a.m. English time. So yeah, look forward to as many people as we can following us and supporting the lads from back home.
The 2025 IBSA Partially Sighted Futsal World Championship takes place from the 5th to the 15th of November, and you can stream all games live on the IBSA YouTube channel. For now, Duncan Gilchrist, we wish you and the England team the very best of luck at the tournament, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for your time, Neil. Brilliant.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.